Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to former Knoxville Mayor and former Knoxville City Council member, Craig Kelly, about his letter to the Knoxville community. Well, Craig, you recently wrote an open letter to the community of Knoxville. If you could, what was your purpose and the reason behind the letter you decided to write to the community?
Hi, Nathan. Thank you for having me today. The reason behind the letter is to get people to think about volunteering in the city of Knoxville. Volunteerism is down everywhere, and right now it seems like people are more and more and more about there's nothing to do, we don't have this entity, we don't have that entity, and I want to get it through to them. If they got involved, we could make these things happen. But by sitting on the sidelines, nothing is going to happen, and that's what's going on right now. Nothing is happening.
Now, is there something that made you, that maybe brought this up to make you want to get to that point where you felt like you needed to write the letter, or what was it? Just something that's been steaming for a while?
It's something that's been steaming for quite a while. You know, I turned 65 years old this weekend. All of us guys used to go out and do all this stuff when we were 30 and 40. I don't see those 30, 40-year-olds out doing anything. I'm sure some of them are, but I'm just not where they're at when they're doing it. But I'd like to see more people get involved. Everybody can do something. I don't care what it is. They'd volunteer an hour a week of their time for any organization, and believe me, every organization in town is screaming for help. This community would be a great place to live.
Now, do you feel that you got everything out in the letter that you wanted to get out for the longest time, or is there anything you're still holding back?
No, not really. I hope I got it all out in that letter. And I'm trying to keep it in a positive way. I don't want it to be a negative. My whole goal is to get people to think, you know, am I doing enough to make my community better? And it is their community. If all of us together would volunteer some time, get involved in some things, this would be truly a great community.
Now let's give a little background first. I know that you were former mayor, you're a former city council member. What are some other things you've done in Knoxville? So the listeners know that it's not just someone preaching to the choir, it's somebody that's actually done the time.
We started Habitat for Humanity, the Optimist Club. We started that in 94, Habitat May was 97. I've been on KIDC, I've been on the Chamber Board, I've been on the Council twice, been the Mayor once. 4th of July celebration, we brought that back, and then through my inability to remain active in that group, that died, Ald Park. That was a community effort, which is absolutely a tremendous thing. If you're 30 years old, you probably remember it as being a kid in elementary school the day we built that, or the weekend we built that. It was just an incredible event. I'd like to see more of those type of things happening. The community gets together, one common goal, and makes it a reality.
Now, has it all been, I say all negative, but has there been anything recently that have been some positive things that you think the city or the community needs to get behind and really support?
Oh, I do. We got a beautiful downtown square. There's nothing going on it. There should be activities there. Every Friday night or twice a month on a Friday night. There's so many things we could do down there that just to showcase that, just to get people downtown, get neighbors out seeing neighbors, bringing other people in from other communities just to see what is going on.
Now, is there anything specifically maybe that's been kind of negative that you don't think should have gotten that negative light? Maybe you'd want to see turned to a positive?
I see a lot of things being posted on Facebook where only half of the information is getting out there, and people think that that's the gospel. Get all of the facts. And if you don't have all the facts, call City Hall, call the county, whoever that situation is. But before you start really being real vocal about it, make sure you have the facts before you do. I've seen that happen 1,000 times on Facebook. And that's too bad. That tears down the community. It doesn't build it up. We need to be building up Knoxville.
Now, speaking of building up and people volunteering and getting out and doing stuff, I know in your letter you talked about get out. You got everybody has the same amount of minutes throughout the week. They got that time. Get out from behind the phones, behind the TV, stuff like that you said in your letter. What if someone doesn't know exactly things they might be able to do that they can't do? Where are some areas of Knoxville that you could see people that could possibly go to, groups they could go to that could possibly come in and just get them in the right path to become volunteers?
You know, you can start with the Chambers, always is needing volunteers, particularly now with Nationals coming up. You got the Lions Club, you got the Optimist Club, you got the Rotary, you got two Kiwanis Clubs. Every church in town would love to have help doing some things. The library's putting on a program now to feed the children during the summer. I'm sure they could use some help. There's all kinds of different projects everywhere around town you can get involved in. Call City Hall, call the Chamber, call me. And, you know, hopefully I could even direct you to some areas you could volunteer in.
Now, reading your letter, when people do this and read it online or read it in our story, what's the lasting image, basically, I guess, that you want people to realize when they read your letter?
I want them to stop and think, you know, am I really doing anything to help the community? Instead of just complaining, if everybody give an hour or two a week, or an hour or two a month, we can truly make this a great place to live. Even if it's just the very, very small projects, those small projects add up. If everybody would give 2 hours a week, that's 14,000 hours of volunteer work that could come out of Knoxville. Can you imagine the great things that could be accomplished in 14,000 hours?
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.